The National Cotton Council and other commodity organizations met with key economic staff at the White House last week to talk about the importance of trade to agriculture and how it helps maintain a healthy agriculture economy. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us from Capitol Hill with a recap of the meeting and other updates from the week in Washington.
It was a very open and direct dialogue that gave the cotton industry an opportunity to talk about the priorities for us when it comes to ag trade, the fact that we're exporting nearly 100% of our production in some form, and the fact that we have very important relationships developed with China, Turkey, Mexico, Vietnam, and other key markets around the world. There was also particular focus on the need to make sure that any renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, preserves the current benefits for cotton trade and textile trade, but also looks for opportunities to improve upon that access as well, to further enhance access for the U.S. cotton and textile producers. This is expected to be an ongoing dialogue with the new administration when it comes to agricultural trade priorities.
The U.S. agriculture community as a whole has a lot on their plate, especially when we are approaching a new farm bill.
The National Cotton Council, along with other major commodity and farm organizations, signed on to a letter sent to the budget and appropriations leadership in Congress, asking them and explaining the need for additional budget resources for the agriculture committees to write the next farm bill, and specifically citing the significant need for additional resources because of the policy changes that are necessary to address the current shortcomings for cotton and dairy policy in the existing farm bill.
And finally, Congress is expected to begin the confirmation hearing process for Governor Sonny Perdue of Georgia, nominated to head the USDA.
This has been a long-awaited hearing, and we're optimistic that once this hearing is complete, the Senate Ag Committee will be able to vote relatively soon in support of his confirmation, and then move that to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. And we are, again, hopeful that Governor Perdue will be in place at USDA in the very near future. Hopefully, all those votes can occur by early April before the Senate adjourns for a 2-week recess period in mid-April.